Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Drew Edmondson should come with warning labels. Something like, caution, Drew Edmondson's been in politics for more than 40 years. He's the definition of a career politician. And warning, Edmondson was a huge supporter of liberal Hillary Clinton and was ranked as one of the worst attorney generals in the country, earning an F for political bullying and hypocrisy. Caution, Drew Edmondson supported making it easier for Oklahoma's legislature to raise taxes, opposed lowering the income tax, and has said that if he's elected governor, he'd consider new job-killing taxes on Oklahomans. Here's another one. Danger. As attorney general, Drew Edmondson steered $30 million to one law firm. That's $1,500 per hour. Then turned around and took a job with that very same law firm. That's unethical. Heads up. Drew Edmondson's a liberal, unethical, Hillary-loving career politician. We've been warned. If we're going to take Oklahoma in a better direction, it sure won't be with Drew Edmondson.
Authorized and paid for by Stitt for Governor 2018.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. One step forward and two steps back. That seems to be the path of the pecan industry at present. According to Dr. Charles Rolla of the Noble Research Institute, weather has been a major factor in the pecan industry this year, and not a positive one.
In Georgia, they're going to lose at least 50% of their crop. It's been estimated 750,000 trees are down. So it's going to have an impact on the production for the next probably 10, 12, maybe even longer than that, years. Also in the central part of the state, or country, with Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, too much rain late season, harvest is barely getting started. Mm-hmm. And with all the rain, we're seeing some major issues with quality. And so we pretty much went from a 300 million pound crop, maybe even higher than that early on estimates, down to probably 240, 230 million pound crop.
Rolo says this will have some significant impacts on the market this holiday season as it struggles to balance the height of pecan demand and the limiting effects of growing supply pressure.
Typically, the U.S. Domestic consumption is around 260, 268 million pounds. So we will be looking at ways to bring pecans in from other countries. I know a lot of pecans came from South Africa whenever the market kind of shut down there after their harvest. So we'll probably see some more coming up from Mexico, but the Mexican market is probably the one that's going to supply China. Mm-hmm. After the 47% tariff was placed onto the U.S. pecan crop. So,
while the industry is certainly dealing with its fair share of challenges, the good news is that the interest in pecans continues to grow.
Over the last really 10 years, we're seeing an increase in people looking into pecans as an enterprise. For this region, that's smaller growers, mm-hmm. usually on the range from 5 to 20 acres. But we're seeing some larger ones going in. A lot of conversations about growers interested in 60, 80, even a couple of growers looking at 500 plus acres in Oklahoma.
To keep this momentum going, Rolla is working hard to find ways to encourage new and prospective growers to get involved. Currently, the research he is conducting is being done with the hope of developing earlier producing trees. Right now, a producer just starting out may have to wait 10 to 15 years before they are fully up and running in the pecan business. Rolla's research could potentially shorten that time frame. You got farm news on Ron.
Well, cattle producers, it's your superior chance to buy some great cattle this Thursday, November 1st, from Superior Video Livestock Auction, broadcasting live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 22,200 head will be offered starting at 8 a.m. For information when a lot may sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Or give Superior Livestock a call at 800-422-2117.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.